Hi, welcome to the second part of Advanced Java Interview Questions. This podcast covers additional advanced Java questions and answers that interviewers often ask to Java developers during an interview. So, let's get started. Question 21, how to serialize an object to a file? Answer: serialization refers to a process of converting objects into a writable byte stream. Once you convert the objects into a byte stream, those objects can be written to a file. The serialization reverse process is called as deserialization. One can serialize a Java object by implementing either the java.io.serializable interface or its sub-interface, java.io.externalizable. Question 22. Which methods of serializable interface should you implement? Answer: a serializable interface is an empty interface that does not contain any methods. Thus, you do not need to implement any methods. Question 23. What happens to object references included in the object when you serialize an object? Answer: when a serialized object includes the references to the other objects whose class implements serializable, then all the object's state will also be saved as part of a serialized state. Question 24. What happens to a class's static variables during serialization? Answer: static variables do not belong to any individual instance, instead, they belong to an object. Besides, serialization only regards the object's current state, so only data associated with a class's specific instance gets serialized. Thus, the static member fields are usually ignored during serialization. Question 25. How does an exception permeate through a code? Answer: when an exception is thrown from the code wrapped in a try block, a search is made to match a catch block. If it finds a matching type, then that block is invoked. However, if it fails to find a matching type, the exception moves up the method stack and reaches the caller method. Question 26. How to use the observer and observable? Answer: when an observable object is modified or updated, it invokes the update method of each of its observers to notify them about the changed state. The observer is implemented by objects that observe observable objects. Question 27. How does Java deal with integer overflows and underflows? Answer: Java does not handle or deal with integer overflows and underflows. The values are wrapped around by adding 1 to the maximum values of a primitive data type that returns the minimum value. Question 28. Mention the difference between exception and error. Answer: both exception and error are the subclasses of a throwable class. The error indicates a problem that occurs due to the shortage of system resources, but the application must not catch such problems. Errors usually occur during runtime, which means they belong to an unchecked type. The exception is a problem that arises at compile time and runtime. It appears in the code written by the developers. Question 29. Is there a static class in Java? Answer: a class in Java can become static provided that it is an inner or nested class, but a top-level class can't be made static. Question 30. What is a Java bean? Answer: a Java bean is a class that satisfies the following programming conventions. A. It must implement either externalizable or serializable. B. Java bean needs to have a no-arg constructor. C. All the properties of Java bean must have public setter and getter methods. D. Java bean instance variables must be private. Question 31. What is the structure of Java heap? Answer: the Java virtual machine has a heap, a runtime data area that allocates the memory for all the class instances and arrays. It is created during JVM startup and shared by all the threads inside the Java virtual machines. When the heap storage is not used, it is reclaimed by the garbage collector. JVM throws out of memory error if the computation needs more heap than what could be supplied by the automatic storage management system. Question 32. Difference between the throw and throws keyword? Answer: the throw keyword helps to throw an exception within a program explicitly. On the other hand, the throws keyword helps to indicate those exceptions that are not handled by the method. Both the throw keyword and throws clause are the concepts of exception handling, wherein the former is used to throw an exception from a method explicitly. In contrast, the latter is used to indicate that a method might throw the listed type exceptions. Question 33. What is the meaning of session management in Servlet? Answer: Session management or tracking is an essential feature of modern web applications that enables the server to remember its clients. The server can serve the client better by keeping a session for each user. It helps in safety and personalization for web applications. Question 34. What is the core purpose of the JDBC result set interface? Answer: The core or central purpose of the JDBC result set interface is to represent a row in a table or show the result set of a database. Besides, it is also helpful for altering the cursor pointer and churn information from the database. Question 35. What is the trade-off between using an unordered array and an ordered array? Answer: An ordered array's key benefit is that it is faster to search an element with O log n than an unsorted array that is O n. The most significant disadvantage of an ordered array is that the insertion operation takes longer and has a time complexity of O n, but in an unordered array, the insertion operation takes a constant time of O 1. Question 36. Why Java have transient fields? Answer: The transient keyword in Java indicates that a field is not a part of serialization. All variables of objects get converted into a persistent state by default. However, in some cases, you may want to avoid persisting the variables so you can declare those variables as transient. The transient variables do not get persisted. Question 37. What is multiple inheritance in Java? Answer: As the name suggests, multiple inheritance is the process wherein a child class inherits multiple parent class's properties. If multiple inheritance is supported, it creates a diamond problem that further creates problems during casting, chaining, etc. So, Java supports multi-inheritance through single inheritance with interfaces to overcome such issues. Question 38. What is the meaning of Java servlet? Answer: Java servlet is a server-side module that answers client requests. It helps in enhancing the functionality of a web server with minimal maintenance, support, and overhead. It acts as an intermediary between the client and the server. As servlet modules run on the server, it can receive and respond to the client's requests. Response and request objects of the Java servlet provide a convenient way to handle HTTP requests and send back text data to the client. Question 39. Why do threads block on I/O in Java? Answer: An I/O filter is an object in Java that reads from one stream and writes to another, thus altering the data in some form as it is passed from one stream to another. Question 40. Is null a keyword? Answer: No, a null value is not a keyword. It is a reserved word for the literal values.